All right, welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live on this Wednesday morning. Just one day away from the start of the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium, 2 days out from hearing Fed Chair Jay Powell, speak virtually at that event. Joining us now to talk about the setup for Jackson Hole and what we can expect from the Fed on the balance of this year is Priya Misra, Managing Director, Global Head of Rates over at TD Securities. So Priya, let's just start with Powell's speech, and we can get into the tapering conversation later, but he's used his speech at Jackson Hole through his tenure to kind of talk about big picture ideas. Started with R-Star, I think that was the 2018 version, then kind of teased the average inflation targeting, I believe, the following year. What are you thinking about in terms of big themes Powell might be after here? And of course, we have gotten the topic of his speech already.
Sure. So the topic is economic outlook, and I think that's very important. I think what the market now is struggling with the rise in the Delta variant, is the economic outlook and how high are the risks, and are the risks all to the downside or are there risks to the upside and inflation? So I do think he's going to stick to that economic outlook, which is the title of the speech. But ultimately, it's a great point. Jackson Hole is not a Fed meeting. It is, where they do talk about longer term framework issues. And I think this is his chance to link the framework review, the flexible average inflation targeting framework that they launched last year, to the exit, to talk about how it's not inconsistent. They can taper at the end of the year. They can hike, well after that, we think late 2023 or 24. And that's all consistent with the FAIT principle. Not that they're getting spooked by inflation. Just trying to put the exit in the context of the FAIT approach with the risks that abound. I think that's what we'll be watching for. I think market expectations have gone down from what we expect from Jackson Hole, largely because of the Fed minutes that were released last week. I think it's fairly clear that the Fed is leaning towards tapering at some point at the end of the year, and they're not in any urgency to taper. So I don't think now people, I think 3 months ago, people were expecting the entire plan for tapering to be announced by this week. I think those expectations have been pared back. But we'll be watching for really nuances of how nervous are they about the economic outlook and what's the process of the exit.
Priya, how nervous are you about the economic outlook? And then how is that informing where you think rates are going to go before the end of the year?
Right. So it is a big unknown. I think what this entire pandemic has taught us is, to be humble about figuring out the virus and the impact on the economy. I think not to sound too sanguine, I mean, we do see the rise in the Delta cases that is a downside risk to the economy. But we do think that each of these surges have had less of an impact on the economy, partly because the appetite for adding restrictions from the administration seems to be lower. The world is learning to live with the virus. So we do see a slowing in the economic outlook or GDP, but remaining very robust, and the labor market really accelerating. The GDP has outpaced the labor market, and now it's time for the labor market to catch up. So we've actually got a very healthy fourth quarter in terms of the economy, slowing from the first quarter in terms of GDP, but remaining strong above potential. And that's what will allow the Fed to therefore exit. So that's a big part of our higher rates call. I mean, I don't have significantly, I have 175 by year end on the 10-year. Is predicated on the economy remaining robust, the Fed exiting slowly through tapering and then hiking at some point, and more fiscal stimulus. We do expect that to come through. So, right now we're watching it. It is a downside risk, but as long as hospitalizations stay low, mobility doesn't fall off, we think the economy can actually weather this surge.
Priya, I also want to ask you about sort of the technical effects in the bond market, namely that we have seen such strong demand in recent auctions, treasury auctions, from foreign buyers. And so you have to wonder, too, if that is also going to help put a lid on rates this year, if that demand is indeed going to continue.
Right. So we do expect the foreign bid to remain strong. I mean, it's been a very uneven recovery, not just within the U.S., but globally. And as EM Asia is struggling with the virus surge, they're looking for places to invest. We also think there's been intervention from China, and all of that demand for dollars is ultimately ending up in the treasury market. So that should cap how high rates can get. But as the market starts to price in tapering, $120 billion of monthly buying by the Fed, as that goes down to zero at some point next year, the market starts to price that in. And that's why I think rates can rise, but there's a ceiling on it if global growth, ultimately U.S. treasuries, I think, are a barometer for U.S. growth, but also for global growth, because it's the safe haven asset, it's the reserve asset, and money does flow from the rest of the world. It's one of the higher yielding sovereign bond markets out there in the developed world. So I think absolutely great point. It's something that should cap the rise. But, you know, can we get a 50 basis point rise as the market prices in tapering and a solid economy? We do think that there's room. It's just probably going to be a moderate move.
And then, you know, Priya, just finally before we let you go, are you thinking now at this point about any potential changes at the top of the Fed, or are you guys just going to kind of take that as that comes in as we get towards, of course, that February date when Powell's current term is set to expire?
Right. So I think we should hear by September, late September, October. I think we should hear what the administration's plan is. Hopefully, we don't have to wait until February to know the Fed leadership change. Our thought is that Chair Powell is likely to be reappointed. But in any case, even if he's not and somebody else is brought on, you know, the Fed has been extremely independent, credible. They've got this new framework, and I think we're going to hear more about how the framework plays into the entire tapering and hiking, that I think it may not matter, the Fed leadership change, but markets don't like uncertainty. Our base case is that Chair Powell does get reappointed. That's sort of what we're hearing from Washington. But again, it's unknown until President Biden sort of makes that decision.
All right, we'll leave it there. Priya Misra, Global Head of Rates Strategy over at TD Securities. Priya, always appreciate the time. We'll talk soon.